catching up with Coach here on today's Radio Sports Page with new Simpson College assistant softball coach Callie Dutton. Callie, thank you so much for joining us. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about joining Simpson, your history, and just kind of a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I started in June. I've been working here for a little bit over a month now. I played 4 years of college softball, 1 year at Beloit College in Wisconsin, and then 3 at the University of Dubuque in the same conference as Simpson, so we're ready to get battling against them for sure. But I decided to get into coaching because I just couldn't leave softball behind. It was too sad after my last game, and I completely changed career directions and just decided coaching is what I knew I wanted to do for sure.
Well, one thing I know about Coach Mathias is unending positivity, and I just love his style of coaching. What drew you to Simpson and obviously the interview with Coach Mathias?
Yeah, that same thing is whenever we played Simpson when I was at UD, it was just Coach Mathias was just one of the nicest people that I have seen. And it's hard to find coaches that are as positive as he is. And it was so exciting to see that even in the interview process. And we definitely agreed on a lot of aspects of treating the girls with respect and making sure their mental health is in the right space as well.
Well, that's so important, I think, especially from an assistant coach, too, where not only are you an authority figure, but you're kind of that bridge sometimes between a coach and the players. How do you handle that aspect of things? I know it's hard to not be friendly with all the players, but you do have to be a coach sometimes, too.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely something that is going to be one of my big roles is being their kind of like go-to person with certain things, not only because I am the assistant coach, but also because I'm 23 years old. I graduated a year ago, a little over that. And I can relate to them on so many levels of just being in college, the stress levels and all of that stuff. So it's extremely important that I am that person for them. But yeah, there's definitely that line of friendship and then the coaching aspect. And being so young, I hope they do understand that. And I can understand that these girls are very respectful as well. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with them.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know the challenges of the American Rivers Conference. How do you want to try and put Simpson kind of back into that upper echelon? Because we know they have a very talented team, but sometimes it's very hard to shine a little bit when you're going up against some of the nation's best.
Yeah, me and Coach were just talking about that the other day, too, is American Rivers Conference is probably the best conference in Division III. There's no times that you could take a game off. You come with your A game or it's going to be a tough one for you. And I think definitely, like, they do have a lot of talent. Their hitting stats last year were insane. And I think just me coming in, I think we kind of want to just focus on just the little details, doing everything little right, the just simple things in defense and pitching for sure, because hitting stats, I feel like there's no going up from there. That was awesome, the stats that they led last year. So now I think it's just more focusing on the little things on defense and pitching-wise as well.
Well, walk me through your plan through the off season. Obviously, the athletes all kind of spread out over the summer. Then everyone comes back on campus, and the work can really begin with a lot of hands-on work during the off season. What is your plan for this fall and winter?
Yeah, for sure. So right now they're doing their summer workouts. Then when they come back, we are going to start practices within probably the first week or two that they're starting classes. And I'm hoping to start doing some individual work with them as well between classes so that we can get just some extra one-on-one time while we have those days during the fall. So we can really focus in on those details and doing the little things right as well.
Well, last question before we let you go, Coach, is talk about your coaching style in terms of just growth over this first season. What do you want to see and some goals that you might have?
Yeah, so my coaching style, I'm still in the midst of figuring it out. But right now, I like to just say I'm brutally honest. I will gladly tell girls what they need to fix and what they are doing amazing. And yeah, I just can't wait to grow as a coach as well, because this is only my second year-ish as a coach. So don't really know too much about how I want to be as a coach yet, but I'm hoping to learn so much from Coach Mathias, and I'm excited about it.